We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
You know how everybody tries to be perfect, especially this time of year? Like all the perfect little pictures of kids and the Christmas cards and the perfect little bows in their hair and the perfect little, you know, little kids with the jackets on.
Sure. The best Christmas cards would be the one that's just filled with all the outtakes before you get the perfect one.
Yes.
Sitting around the Christmas tree.
All the little boys in their loafers and their bow ties and just looking all perfect all the time. There's no snot on their nose. There's no, like, food dripping down their chin. But that's what's real. That is real life, and we celebrate parenting for real stories here on the Jeff and Jen Show. I've got one for you guys about karma, and I would love your stories, too. Our number is 404-263-0941 if you want to share how your kid learned about karma.
All right, and
something happened, and instantly something else happened that taught them about karma.
Okay, because your daughter, your older daughter, got to experience some instant karma the other day.
Right. So, okay. Of course, anytime you go to the grocery store during this season, there's the Salvation Army volunteers out there ringing their little jingle, 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 jingle bell, and they've got their red bucket. And so I want to teach the girls about giving, whatever. So we're walking into the grocery store, and I was explaining to her what it was all about. And I was like, when we come out, we'll have some change, and we'll give it to the Salvation Army. So I had to explain to her a little bit about
sure.
Because she was like, Army? Does that mean they have guns? She was very a little confused there. But so we talked about it, and we talked about giving back and how it helps people in need. And so we do our grocery shopping, come out. She puts some money in a little bucket.
Cool.
Very proud of herself.
Yep.
Does a little giving thing. And they give her a candy cane.
Nice.
One of the little ones. And so she's in the, I put her back in the cart, the grocery cart, and we are going back to the car in the parking lot. And we happened to be walking next to another family. So it was a mom and a couple of kids. And mine has her candy cane in her hand. And she goes, I got a candy cane. I got a candy cane. I got a candy cane. And I was like, oh, no, no. Like, before I could even tell her, like, you don't show off about that. Like, that was a nice little token. It's a nice little thing. But she was clearly showing off to the other kids.
She was taunting the other children?
Taunting the other children that she got a candy cane.
For 1 second, did you think that that makes you look like an awful parent because one tiny candy cane is such a treat that she's throwing a parking lot parade?
I deprived them of sugar so much that
right.
She's that thrilled about it.
Right.
Well, she just was doing that little kid thing. I mean, she's four. She doesn't really know not to do that. And she's like, I got a candy cane. I got a candy cane. And I was going, oh, no, no, honey, you... like about to explain to her, like, no, we don't show off. We don't do that. That's not a kind thing to do. We practice kindness. All of these things are about to come out of my mouth when the candy cane flips out of the little plastic wrapper and smashes
perfect.
All over the ground.
Perfect.
She was bawling, crying, and could not understand why I would not take her back to get another one. I was like, oh, no, 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 no. So we spent the entire afternoon, like, I was explaining it. You know, this is why you don't do that. You don't show off. And that, I mean, that's what happens. You know, if you show off like that, you can drop it. And then, no, you don't get another one. You know, that was just a token for your kindness. So anyway, we go through the whole lesson. And the good news is that she got it. Because the next time we went back to the grocery store a couple of days later, she wanted to put some money in the thing. They gave her a candy cane. And she goes, Mommy, or before she puts the money in, she says, Mommy, can I please go put some money in? And I promise I won't show off this time.
Perfect.
Like, oh, so proud. That's some instant karma right there.
Did you explain to her after the first time you donate for the year, you only have to pretend to put money in the next time?
Jeff, what? You don't do that.
No.
You have to be joking.
But I want the candy cane, but I already donated.
You have to donate each and every time.
But the first time was like 75 whole cents.
Jeff, you can't do that.
Well, this isn't about me. If your kid learned about karma, We want to hear the lesson. It's hashtag parenting for real, 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show, star
94.1.
Hashtag parenting for real. We want to know when your kiddo learned about karma, instant karma. 404-263-0941.
Jen's oldest daughter earned a candy cane by making a little donation into the Salvation Army kettle. The guy rewarded her with a candy cane, and she was taunting some other kids with it and dropped it on the ground, broken to a million.
She's like, I got a candy cane. I got a candy cane. And it...
Oh.
Gone.
You can't help but laugh, too, when you're the parent. Your kid looks at you, and they're so sad. And you're like, mm-hmm, instant karma. Yep.
God, don't have kids. Eternity in Woodstock. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so I have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. My 4-year-old's in school, and usually when she gets the grades, I let her go get an ice cream cone, but I didn't let my 3-year-old get one. So she was licking it and enjoying it, you know, making noise, and I told her to stop teasing him, and she still kept doing it. So he was like, hey, well, can I get a few licks? And she was like, ew, no, I don't want your nasty tongue on my ice cream. And then she turned around and went to lick it again, and it fell all on the ground. Like, she
didn't know. You dropped your ice cream.
I was like, that's exactly what you get.
Eternity, I'm just curious why you only bought one of your kids an ice cream cone.
I know, right? Because my 3-year-old was acting up that day, okay. So he doesn't get anything when he's misbehaved.
Yeah, rewards for bad behavior. Because then they'll just keep doing it.
All right, cool. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Eternity.
Hashtag parenting for real.
Bye-bye.
I love it.
Yeah, we can continue the conversation on Facebook. How would you phrase it? When did your child learn a lesson about instant karma?
Yeah, just karma. I mean, it was difficult to explain, but I think if the example is like either one of those, they get it.
All right, Facebook.com, Jeff and Jen Show.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.